Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, May 2nd. Tesla has increased the Model 3 and Y prices in the US and China after several price drops, but this time it's actually pretty minor. Tesla's pricing has been on a wild ride so far this year, with huge drops on all models, which was really just normalizing the price increases that started a couple years ago. Last night, Tesla increased the price of the Model Y and 3 by $250 in the US, and in China by the equivalent of $289. These price changes seem to affect just the US and China, and not other places. We have recently seen Tesla follow the US price cuts with European ones, so it's possible those are coming too. Really hard to say at this point. I've considered making a price ticker on Quick Charge just to show the car prices instead of Tesla stock. But really, on a $40,000 plus electric car, $250 isn't going to make a big difference, at least not for the buyers. Three brand new original Tesla Roadsters have been found sitting in a shipping container in China for over a decade, and they're going to be going on sale. Tesla really only ever produced just over 2,000 of these original Roadsters, and since they now represent a turning point in the electric revolution, they're becoming rare pieces indeed. Gruber Motors, an independent shop that specializes in original Roadster work, made the announcement as they are working to bring them back to the USA. Aesthetically speaking, the Roadsters are in great condition since they have been untouched for over a decade and even still have the factory paper floor mats. The batteries being left untouched can likely brick them and may never charge again. Nevertheless, Gruber Motors will try, and when the system does come back to life, these will likely be some of the most pristine original Tesla Roadsters in the world. Tennis star and Tesla owner Nick Kyrgios used the automaker's mobile app to help police track down his Model X, which was stolen from his home at gunpoint. According to the court documents obtained by The Guardian, a masked man showed up to the home, demanded the keys, and even asked how to use it. He didn't think to ask about other features of the car, such as the mobile app tracking or the speed-limiting feature, which were both used when the robber left the home. Under the safety of the next morning, the police tracked the car to a home, perhaps the robber's. They found him, tased him, and returned the automobile. Other vehicles, electric and otherwise, have tracking devices through a mobile app, such as Hyundai and Volkswagen. But with Tesla, they do have the added bonus of Sentry cameras, which adds a significant edge against ne'er-do-wellers. The very near future may see common car theft as a thing of the past. Unless, of course, thieves become more sophisticated and figure out how to have a car spontaneously drive away from the owner and into a chop shop. That would be pretty bad. Speaking of Tesla's Sentry mode, Rivian is implementing an upgrade for their own version. Rivian has rolled out the new over-the-air software update that allows additional functions to the Gear Guard app, which includes 360-degree drive cam and what they're calling incidents, which would enable Rivian owners to record and save footage of their journey. The feature now joins motion cam and alarm function as additional security measures. The previous camera functions allowed for coverage of the EV when it was parked, but the new features allow Rivian owners to now record driving footage. For not-so-fun trips, Rivian has introduced drive footage recording to ensure any collisions or other unfortunate circumstances are covered. Or at least, visually covered, not like insurance coverage. Ford is now opening orders for its increasingly popular Mustang Mach-E. The new Mustang Mach-E, or slightly new version, has had some key upgrades, including increased range, 250 miles for the rear-wheel drive models, and 226 for the all-wheel drive models. All standard Mustang Mach-E models will now be powered by lithium iron phosphate batteries, and the new battery will enable 45 additional horsepower on the all-wheel drive models, as well as improving range and charging time. As covered prior, the Mustang Mach-E buyers are eligible for a potential $3,750 EV tax credit provided by the Inflation Reduction Act. The American automaker is ramping up production to cut wait times and reduce prices, and hopefully we see that soon. Ford will announce a larger extended-range battery option for their market-leading e-Transit van on May 11th. The new battery will have an estimated 186 miles of range. This information coming from Ted Cannis, the CEO of Ford Pro, which is Ford's commercial vehicle arm, and he spoke to Electrek directly. Ford may be using the same or similar battery pack for their F-150 Lightning for this upgraded van. The new e-Transit will include a faster AC charger at 19.2 kilowatts, enabling for faster charging from Ford's 80-amp charge station or any other charger that is capable of that power. We've seen a lot of companies building interesting solutions based on the e-Transit, from school buses to RVs. Winnebago is working on a prototype camper van based on the e-Transit, but they admit that the 100-mile of range that the current battery setup has is not terribly compelling for their target market. With the Ford e-Transit aiming for much greater range, we would hope to see more things blossom from the platform. EV mobility developer Re Automotive has unveiled its latest vehicle design atop of its modular P7 EV platform. The P7-C chassis cab completes Re's trio of Class 3 through 5 electric truck options for commercial customers and will begin deliveries later this year. Additionally, Re offers customers a stripped-down chassis version. As a pre-production model, Re states that the P7-C offers a maximum range of 150 miles, up to 7,000 pounds in payload capacity, and a gross vehicle weight rating of up to 16,000 pounds. Re's all-electric P7 lineup has already completed winter testing in Sweden and is working through final certification before scaled production can commence. The company expects to see finalized certification in the second half of 2023, with customer deliveries following in the fourth quarter. In today's community comment found on YouTube, John McDowell says, "I'm wondering if my three youngest grandkids will ever even drive a car. They are 7, 5, and 2. Well, John, I've thought about that one also. After the advent of actual automatic cars, will humans learn to manually drive cars at all? Well, at least in the first world, I'm going to say no. Well, most of them won't learn such a skill if they can help it. Learning to drive a car is incredibly difficult, and the driver puts their life and others into their hands with each trip. The same can be said for handling all sorts of equipment and objects, from a forklift, projectile device, kitchen knife, or atomic bomb. Our ancestors had to put up with a lot more danger for providing things like warmth, food, and shelter, transportation, and everything else. After autonomous cars are implemented and proven to reduce human danger, why would any human take those odds back willingly? Most of them won't. For everyday needs, people won't drive anymore, but I'm sure they will for recreation, a hobby, or to run away from the government or society. There are still people who will be practicing that art of driving a car. I can tell you one thing, in the future, those self-righteous people who still drive cars will look back at us today and say, oh, those people who drove cars in the early 21st century, they would be just like me and resist the advances of robotic labor. Well, if there's one thing that history has proven, it's that there will always be people who want to romanticize the past and claim this romanticization as their preferred reality of the day. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G. I hope you have a great reality.